Pavel and I by Dan Vileta. Read by Richard Burnip. I was in the habit of observing the ways of the Faubourg, its residents and their characters. Observation had already become deeply ingrained in me. It took hold of the soul without neglecting the body, or rather, it seized on external details so well that it immediately moved beyond them. It gave me the ability to live the life of a person upon whom I had trained my sights by allowing me to substitute myself for him, like the dervish in 1001 Nights, who stole people's bodies and souls after pronouncing certain words over them. Honoré de Balzac, Fasino Khan. It is a striking and generally observed characteristic of the conduct of paranoiacs that they endow small, negligible details in the behaviour of others with enormous significance. They interpret these details and find in them grounds for far-reaching conclusions. Sigmund Freud, The Psychopathology of Everyday Life. Part 1. The Midget. 1. 18th of December, 1946. The boy was always around him then. Time and again, he had to shoo him away into his room, only to see him re-emerge a few moments later, chewing at his lip with crooked teeth and fussing. They did not speak.